Today is Monday, December 13th. What you need to know about an unprecedented tornado outbreak across six states. And new data about the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 in the U.S. now that dozens of Americans have gotten it. Plus, what some are calling the worst internet hack in history. Who won college football's most prestigious honor. And how you can see one of the best meteor showers of the year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Unfortunately, we start today with what scientists say could be once-in-a-century levels of destruction. Tornadoes ripped through at least six states over the weekend, leveling entire towns in their paths. And people have just barely started to pick up the pieces. The tornado outbreak happened late Friday night into Saturday morning, when a lot of people were asleep and many others could not see the storms coming in the night sky. Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee were all hit. But the worst of it was in Kentucky. There, the governor says he believes more than 100 people died, making this the deadliest ever tornado event in Kentucky. All weekend, rescue crews have been trying to search for more survivors in the wreckage who might be trapped. Hospitals also say they're filling up with people who were badly hurt in the storms. In some places, devastation goes on for a dozen blocks. The National Weather Service thinks debris might have been thrown as high as 30,000 feet into the air. That's the altitude of many passenger airplanes. Overall, the National Weather Service says at least 50 tornadoes were reported. And reports say just one of those tornadoes left a path of devastation up to 250 miles long from Arkansas to Kentucky. And if those reports are confirmed, scientists say it would break a record for the longest tornado track ever set. Now, first responders and National Guard members are busy with rescue and recovery. FEMA is also set up with shelters, thousands of meals, water, cots, blankets, medical equipment, and more. In the meantime, several organizations have set up funds and websites where people can donate money to help survivors and families of the victims. If you want to contribute, we posted a list of verified organizations and services taking donations. Just go to today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. On the other side of the country, California is bracing for the worst of a major winter storm today. The highest elevations could get more than 10 feet of snow, and other parts of the state could get drenched in rain. The National Weather Service says most of California, if not all, will see some sort of rain and snow. Many roads could be dangerous to drive on, since up north, they're likely to be covered with ice and snow. And further south, there's fear of flooding and rock slides. On the bright side, though, this storm could bring a little relief, since the western U.S. has been in what's labeled an exceptional drought, and that's the worst category. The most snow is expected to fall in Northern California today, then Southern California is supposed to get heavy rain tomorrow. After that, another weather system could bring even more rain and snow to California by midweek. Stay tuned. A candlelight vigil in Texas became the site of a deadly drive-by shooting. It happened last night in Baytown, about 25 miles east of Houston. A mother was holding a vigil for her son who died a couple of weeks ago with about 50 other people, and just as they were releasing balloons into the air, someone drove down the road and shot into the crowd. One person was killed and 14 others were hurt, some very seriously. As of this morning, the gunman is still on the run, and police have not released much information about a possible suspect. Once again, the U.S. Supreme Court decided the controversial abortion law in Texas can stay in place, at least for now. But even though the justices did not block the law, they did say lower courts could. Let me explain. Remember, this Texas law bans abortions as soon as doctors can detect a heartbeat, usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Texas lawmakers say they wrote the law in a very unique way, specifically to make it hard to challenge in federal court. So the high court had to decide whether to let abortion providers sue Texas officials over it. In the past, the Supreme Court has said states cannot ban abortions before a fetus can survive outside of the womb. Usually that's around 24 weeks. But in the Texas law, the state is not actually enforcing it. Instead, it's up to private citizens to sue abortion providers or anyone else who helps someone get an abortion. Now, even after this latest Supreme Court ruling, people cannot sue the state of Texas or the state attorney general. Instead, justices decided they can sue state licensing officials like the head of the Texas Medical Board, because they're the ones who can punish doctors, nurses, and pharmacists who break the law. A lawyer for abortion providers says that's not enough and that he'll keep fighting. On the other side, abortion opponents welcome the ruling, saying they're optimistic the law will keep being enforced long term. Top health officials are starting to learn more details about the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. The CDC now knows of 43 Americans who are infected with Omicron. and nearly 80% of them were already vaccinated. Some had booster shots, too. The good news is most of their cases were pretty mild. Only one American ended up in the hospital, and no Americans have died from Omicron so far that we know of. The CDC says the cases might have been more severe if most of these patients had not already been vaccinated. Either way, the CDC says it's too early for anyone to put their guards down. The experts say it's possible Omicron is more contagious than other versions of COVID-19. And if it does end up spreading widely, the CDC says sheer numbers could mean there will be enough severe cases to overwhelm the healthcare system. But it's going to keep collecting data as more cases pop up. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. Your search for a great holiday gift for a child in your life ends right here. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and of every age. Kids can discover the engineering and mechanics behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, brand new art and design techniques, and more. Plus, what kid would not love getting a package in the mail just for them? My son Dax is a bit too young to know the package actually has his name on it, but he already loves everything KiwiCo sends. It's all high quality and made just for his age, helping to both engage and educate him. And for older kids, KiwiCo projects can really help spark that creative confidence for ongoing experimentation and give them a sense of accomplishment. This holiday, do not just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. One of America's best-known TV news personalities is leaving his network after 18 years and switching to a competitor. Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace is going to work for CNN's new streaming service, CNN Plus. Wallace was the first Fox News anchor to moderate a presidential debate and the first Fox News journalist to be nominated for an Emmy. Now, CNN says his new show will also feature interviews, but not just from influential figures in politics, but also sports, business, and culture. It will be available when the new platform launches in the new year. It's not clear yet who will fill Wallace's role at Fox. Companies big and small around the world are scrambling to fix a major threat to their systems. It's a bug in a widely used software tool found in a utility that's almost everywhere, in cloud servers and software across industries and governments. And unless it's fixed, criminals, spies, and basically anyone can have easy access to internal networks. The issue is in a logging library. Logging is just a way for applications to keep a running list of activities they've done that can be reviewed later in case there's an error. To exploit it, people just have to save a special string of characters in the log. Some people are doing that through an app. Others are getting in just by typing in chat boxes. And The Verge says people could also hide the string in a QR code that's scanned by a package delivery company. The issue is, once people are in the log, they can take valuable data away, plant malware, erase crucial information, and more. The CEO of the cybersecurity firm Tenable called it, quote, the single biggest, most critical vulnerability of the last decade, and possibly the biggest in the history of modern computing. And an executive at the web security company Cloudflare said, quote, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a company that's not at risk. An update has already been released to fix this bug, but the issue was apparently out there for weeks before a fix was released, so experts say they won't know the real fallout for several days. For the second year in a row, a football player from the University of Alabama won the Heisman Trophy. Or in other words, he was named college football's most outstanding player. This time it was Alabama's sophomore quarterback, Bryce Young. That did not come as much of a surprise since Young has led his team to the number one ranking in the country. He's thrown 43 touchdowns this season and has been intercepted just four times. Next up, Alabama will play Cincinnati at the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve. NFL Hall of Famer and Good Morning America host Michael Strahan has now been to space and back. Strahan, along with the daughter of America's first astronaut and four paying passengers, took a ride in a Blue Origin rocket on Saturday. Once they landed, Strahan tweeted, "Touchdown has a new meaning now," and he called the experience, quote, unreal. Laura Shepherd Churchley borrowed her late father, Alan Shepherd's phrase, when waiting for takeoff, yelling, "Let's light this candle." The rocket ride was only 10 minutes long, but it was enough to give the passengers the feeling of weightlessness and the chance to see Earth from above. It also marked the 13th human spaceflight mission this year, which is more than any other year. Look up towards space tonight and you might see some shooting stars. The Geminid meteor shower peaks tonight and, at least usually, it's one of the best meteor showers of the year. Think 150 meteors an hour. That said, this year might not look as spectacular as it has in the past. The brightness of the moon, which will be close to full, may make it tough to see some of the shooting stars. And of course, clouds and city lights can also block your view. Still, experts say this is one of the meteor showers that may be worth your time if you are willing to get out of bed. The best time to see it will be after the moon is dropped below the horizon, so between about 2 and 5 a.m. local time. You may need to give your eyes at least 30 minutes as well to adjust to the darkness. And that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. A 2021 Pew Research survey found many Americans are still dealing with mental health difficulties in the second year of the pandemic. It shows about one-third of U.S. adults report at least occasional sleeplessness or anxiety in the past week. And whether it's the pandemic or something else entirely that's interfering with your happiness, you can do something about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and so much more. And everything stays confidential. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want to. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. More proof the price of just about everything is going up. New data from the Labor Department shows inflation was even worse last month, hitting a 39-year high. To be more specific, the cost of goods and services were up about 6.8% in November compared to the same time last year, which is the fastest pace since 1982. We're talking about the price of food and gas, new and used cars, rent, medical care, and more. And even though we're also seeing the biggest jump in worker wages in decades, experts say inflation means paychecks still are not keeping up. Fed officials have blamed the pandemic as the root cause of the price increases. Basically, people spent less at the height of the pandemic, and then people were ready to splurge now, so demand is high. Yet the supply networks weren't ready, so we're dealing with supply chain bottlenecks, worker shortages, and more, driving up the prices. Many economists say inflation, and therefore the cost of living, should ease up next year, but we'll see. For now, top central bank officials meet next week to plan their next steps. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow to get new episodes daily for free. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.